Jesse, Jalous, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalous, and you're listening.
I have no happies today, so just happy looking at you, kid.
Honestly, happy looking at you, kid, day.
that's our new holiday for today.
I'm positive it's a day. And if it's not, did that ever happen to you actually on dates?
What?
I feel like on dates, guys would always be like, you've got a lot to learn, kid. Or like, kid, like
never,
kid.
Never has someone called me kid.
Has no one ever called like, you're cute, kid? It's always never. A little.
I think anyone that's been on a date with me would know that I will snap your neck if you call me a kid.
There you go.
I'm
well,
so
it's funny because I
that.
Had the absolute same reaction, and then they'd be like, it's from a movie, and I'd be like, oh,
I know it's from a movie.
Okay, yeah,
but I don't care. You don't call me kid.
Wow, good for you.
Thank you. That's I'm very boundary. It's so, I mean, now at this age, it'd be like, well, that's laughable. But yeah, I think you know me, I don't like to be the young, the unknowing.
Yeah.
The unlearned. Well, yeah.
For you, that's an absolute trigger.
It's truly a trigger.
Yeah. For me, I was always just like, what? And then.
Good. Yeah.
And then it's from a movie. So I'm always like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What movie? And so then.
Then that's the fun of talking to you about going through.
Fun. But yeah. So anyhow, that's what that made me think of. I couldn't help myself.
What, talk about pet names. What, what's your favorite pet name?
What's my favorite pet name? Actually, so boyfriend and I.
Did we just say that for a second? I was like, are we going to switch it to Mr. Boyfriend or just boyfriend?
Yeah, Mr. Boyfriend. Boyfriend when I'm feeling
boyfriend.
Doctor boyfriend when he's really on his game. Ah. You know what I mean?
for sure.
But yeah, I forget early on, like he said, babe, and I always think I hide things. Everyone knows I don't. No. So after a little bit, he was like, so that I'm just checking. Like that was definitely a no go. And I was like,
not a fan.
Well. Anyhow, so his.
No, did he say babe or baby?
I think he said babe.
Babe. Babe is much better than baby.
I think for me, it was just it came too early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you have to kind of get.
Was that before the exclusive? Was that before the.
I think it was like as soon as he switched the switch.
Yeah.
He was like, babe. And I was just like, I just had a hard weekend. And what do you mean?
Like, right. Yeah.
So anyhow, we talked about it. So there's two things he calls me right now. And
okay.
So one of them is darling, which is cute.
Look at that. Now, some people who know me know that I start everything with darling.
And please. I do love that. That's what
so
I mean. It's such
that.
A, it's
I do
such
like
a beautiful.
The name. I do like that.
Yeah. The association is great. And the other one, when he said it, I said, I've never felt so seen. Before, you know, the other one, he was like, what about gorgeous? And
there
I thought, that's it.
There we are.
I said, that's it. I'll turn every time.
Me?
I was like, yeah, I don't know why I ever thought that wouldn't be
right.
My nickname.
No, of course. Of course.
Yeah. My little pet name anyway, I've never liked a pet name more. I literally pretty much only respond to that. I just love it. I think it's the nicest thing in the entire world.
It is very nice. I haven't had many. It's usually some sort of play on my name.
Like a little. Yeah.
It's been Claire Bear has been used before. Burnsy has been used before. That's more of obviously a playful, like a friendly, not like cute. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because historically, if a guy is like, so many guys will be like JJ, like JJ.
Yeah, they love a last name too.
They love it. But then I was always like, they always disappear. Like literally when someone would say JJ, I'd be like, you're not going to last. Like I was just like, it won't last.
Yeah.
Except for one of my guy friends who does still call me JJ and is still my friend. But
look at that.
I told him that when he said it and he was like, not me. And I thought, we'll have to see.
I'll show you.
He showed me.
But
so
yeah,
I think I come up with, I don't think I.
I was about to say, do you call him anything?
So like, I really, it's like, I just couldn't, like nothing could come out of my mouth. I just like couldn't.
Well, I mean,
anything.
At the time it was too much for you, but how about
it was too
now?
Much.
Now that it's like boyfriend, girlfriend.
Now, like this past weekend when I saw him, I started saying babe and it felt.
Oh,
like,
so you took it over. You reclaimed, babe.
You said, it's okay it's if I say it.
You.
I'll say it, mister. For me. Yeah, I took it. You bet I did.
I love that. Well, good for you. Listen, thank I love you. When I tell someone else not to do something and then I start doing it immediately.
Again, it was about the timing. It
no,
was
I
about
know,
the
I
timing.
Know,
but also, yeah, first of all, I like the ones we landed on way better.
I like it, of course.
I think also, and maybe this is just me, I'm sure it is just me,
sure.
But like I can't help but when someone calls me something to think about uh-huh. who else has called me that.
Okay, so who else has called you babe, baby?
I'm trying to think.
Well, you said it as if you had someone in mind, but not necessarily have it in mind.
I think like it's almost it feels like a blanket one.
Babe,
like I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure Mr. Bagel said it. Which, like, when he did, I was like,
right.
Ah! But also that's because he wouldn't commit.
Right.
Like
also you were in prison at the time. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. I think like I think
you
it's
think
just
it's
like
too
what,
generic.
I kind of
even though you're using it.
Well, for me it's different because I normally
would
don't
never
say
it.
I normally don't say it.
Well then maybe boyfriend doesn't normally say it.
But he snapped into it too quick.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm trying.
He's too comfortable with it.
To me, it was like, I'm just, that's what it felt like. And I think that's why I didn't like it.
Yeah. All right.
So gorgeous, magnificent. There's a lot of words.
All of the words. All of the syllables and words.
But I don't know. Pet names. I don't even really like them that much. They're just. Like, yeah. I like funny nicknames.
I like a nickname. Yeah.
But, I mean, half of those, like, I've tried a few, and he'll be like, you know, someone called me that growing. Like, we all have associations
that's
to different
thing.
Names that you can.
You can always put some other meaning to. Well, I think with a nickname, I think it's very good for it to organically happen, right? Like it'll come from an incident or a, you know, a story or whatever. Like if it just kind of fits and falls into place, that's much more fun than forcing one.
Absolutely. But
I
forced him. So
I give you the homework to come up with maybe another nickname for him, a pet name and a nickname.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to go with the organic route. I'm
like,
maybe
that.
It'll just happen. Or like, I'll feel it out like at some point. I don't know. I think that honestly, no pressure.
No pressure. But I am telling you, please deliver.
I'll try. So- I'll certainly try.
Listen, you're holding up the helm now.
I really am. I'm
this
doing
is,
research.
Things are shifting now. Listen, we got boots on the ground in Relationship City. This is very big. So we need to see like the evolution of pet names, nicknames.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen?
Right?
I know. Yeah. I guess that could be true. I know.
Well, you keep us posted.
I'll of course keep you posted from the ground floor.
Yes. Thank you.
What do you
thank
call
you.
It when you're in the
boots
war zone?
On the floor.
Well,
boots
there's
on the ground.
Two things I want to talk about because thing number one is boyfriend and I are planning a trip.
Can you believe it, people?
I know. You know what I think it is?
What?
My love language is quality time.
Yeah.
So like I think somebody being like, I have time and I want to spend it with you, I'm like,
dead.
Yeah, I truly just
yeah,
I can't. Now it's funny because it's like, am I a little nervous?
Of course, perhaps.
Now, it's good to keep that alive.
Is this a flying trip or a driving trip?
Driving trip.
Okay.
Driving trip. I asked for 3 nights. So
very nice.
I think that's a nice like starter pack, if you will.
Are you kidding me? That's a very that's a long starter pack.
It might even be generous, is really.
Yeah. One night I'd say is a starter pack.
Well, one night I can't relax.
No one can relax.
I'll speak for myself.
I know.
One night
not
I can't relax.
Not if you're traveling before.
That's what I'm saying. Or
traveling further than Brooklyn.
That's what I mean. I think about the travel a lot. So
need time.
It's good for me to have time. So, but we are planning that, and I feel pretty good, but I mean, you can learn a lot about somebody. So it's like, who knows what, but I feel pretty confident. We'll see.
I'm very excited. So is this now, we had talked about it a little bit before. Are you still going in a couple weeks? Like, when is this?
Yeah,
happening.
It's well, I think it's now in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Absolutely 2 weeks.
All right. All right.
So
what's your biggest concern with him?
I don't even know if I'm that nervous. Like,
oh, okay, good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm Okay. This is my one concern is that, but I'm not that good. He's like definitely more outdoorsy than me, but we know that. The good thing about me is I really don't hide that. So like he knows it and we all know it. And what's great about me is I have no problem blessing him to go and continue walking, hiking.
Because you're going to a cabin. You're going to the woods.
Okay, here's what we did, which I like. So the first night, we're going to a casino.
There we go. It's a party for everyone. It's a party for
everyone. Which I think is
fun
because I'm like, we can dress up.
Oh,
and
you
like,
love it.
I love the slots. I'm a slut for the slots.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's such fun energy, at least to me. And like, we'll be in a hotel, which is really nice. And
wait,
is his dog still going? So the dog, I think, is still going. So he was, but he's, you know,
he's dealing with that. Okay.
He's dealing with the dog thing. And I mean, if we have to stay in a certain hotel or if he said he could like put the dog in a place for the night or something.
Well, I'm sure there'll be a hotel this
month. Anyhow, there's a hotel for dogs. Anywho, but that's the first night, which I think is so fun because that feels good for me.
That's your kind of trip.
Exactly. And then from there, we're going to like this house in the woods.
Okay. Okay.
And
it sounds scary when you say house. It sounds less scary to say cabin. I don't know why.
Cabin.
They're
in the
of
woods
the same structure, but
similar.
A cabin in the woods seems quaint and adorable.
Have you
a
seen
house
the movie though?
Means you're dead. See, I know, but.
But yeah, it's a good movie. And so
Cabin in the Woods is a good movie. Are you telling me?
Yeah.
There's a good movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Have you seen it?
No, because I don't watch scary things
movies
that can be scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. That one. And I normally, but anyhow,
I'm just laughing at you like recommending
I
movie.
No. Okay. Well, I thought it really was a good, anyhow, scary movie. Cause it sort of is different, but. And then we're going to the woods, if you will.
You're going to the woods.
Into the woods. Meryl Streep singing musicals type vibes.
Right.
Is two what I'm thinking.
Different movies, but yes.
Different movies, but you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes. You're trying.
Meryl
it. That's
Streep's
what I love.
Into the woods. She's into the woods.
Into the woods. Yes. I thought you said, yes, into the woods. And then mom, I was thinking Into the Wild.
Oh.
And then Mamma Mia, but yes, you're correct. Into the Woods,
she's in that.
Right. Look at this Hoozle movie trivia.
I guess I'm a movie buff now.
Wow. Okay. So this is very exciting. So there's not a lot of nerves, but if there are any nerves, it's about dealing with bugs, probably.
Well, for sure. Me and Bugs, that's going to be hard.
Bugs and outdoorsy.
I mean, obviously I have a little nerves about like spending that much time with anybody.
Yeah, for sure.
But I feel pretty confident that, you know, like I feel good. I want to. I mean, a part of me was like, is this too soon? Are you absolutely mad, woman?
Mad.
But then I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to like, I have this, like, I'm just like, I'm going to jump in to anything. And then I'm like, if it doesn't work out, anything that you find out on that trip, you'd find out later. So like,
yeah,
you know, and I'm really, I think it's going to be great. But yeah, I am talking through it because sure, yeah, there are some feelings, but I feel yeah, good about it. And I
think, well, as someone who has traveled with you.
Yeah. I'm so fun to travel with.
You're so fun to travel with. I think that's the only thing is like, if he wants you to dictate and make choices past the casino,
he knows that.
He already knows that.
What do you mean? He's spent more than a day with me where he's like, where do you want to go to dinner? And I'm like, let's just feel it. He's like, what? I'm like, I refuse to make up my decision. Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, he knows I hate to make decisions. And I've told him that. So, but I think the cabin has like boats.
Okay.
And like kayaks or something.
Different vehicle. Uh-huh.
There's walking stuff. Or there's a lake near. I forget. There's a bonfire, which
We love a bonfire. Gotta get those s'mores going.
I said, if there aren't marshmallows, I can't come.
I'm
so
out.
There are. We're gonna get marshmallows, and then I don't know. I think that. I mean, that's.
I love it.
Yeah. So, but
whatever,
that's happening.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
This
though.
Couple, boyfriend, girlfriend, are gonna go to a cabin.
It's just what couples do. Does
it's
that
just
make
what
sense?
Couples do. Whatever.
Absolutely.
I love it. And then what was the other thing you were gonna talk about?
Okay, well, here's the thing I wanna talk about because I think I've been dealing with this with myself for sure. But also I was talking to Mr. Friend about it.
Mr. Friend.
I saw him, which we love. Cause I said, am I crazy or is it me?
Yes.
But
and
I have yeah. You know, I have a lot of hangups with money.
Yeah.
We know that.
We know.
We absolutely know that. I've never shied away from talking about it. I say it so no one else can. But yeah, I've got some money issues. And yeah, I have some like obviously some kind of like old style ways also of thinking about money with dating. Like I just do. I will tell you that I think. Like, okay. I don't know.
Like you think I'm just reading between the lines.
Just read
you're saying you
it.
Have like, I, you have more, traditional views on like who pays and stuff like
I
that.
I do.
Absolutely.
I do.
Claire. Well, I think it's tricky because I think that is, it's like, there's the chivalry of it. Right.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be sexist in any way. It's just like, I'm showing you. And I think that if men are like, why do I always have to pay? It's like, well, you, again, you make more. And also, how much was your bar of soap that you use? Maybe
exactly.
You remember like one, like all the shit that we have to buy all the
girl,
fucking time
same.
And then make so much less money. And then it's like, you can buy a dinner.
It's
or
the least,
or
you,
it's
could
the least
do.
You could do. Now, I don't think you have to continue. You know, it should be a balance at some point, right?
Well, that's my question a little bit.
That
is my question. Because...
And also, side note, when it comes to, I mean, I'm figuring out dating women. It's like, I think if it's the person who asks pay, but I don't know. I'm figuring that out. But anyhow. So
I don't know.
At what point in a relationship or an early dating relationship?
Yeah.
Is it... like who pays for what?
Yeah. And you know, maybe this is like,
how soon do you talk about it? Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing because you know me, I can't keep my mouth shut and it's like, it reads on my face sometimes, but
sometimes,
especially like, I think that Like, okay, well, he normally offers to pay, and then like sometimes I'll say I'll pay, and then he'll be like, I'll Venmo you, which is such, I'm always like, I'm trying to get Venmo off the table, because like,
yeah,
it just doesn't feel romantic to me, and like splitting things is like,
well, unless you're like doing, like you have utilities or things like, you know, like once you're doing things that are not dates necessarily, I feel like, but then what about a cabin for the weekend?
Okay. Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think that's the other thing. And maybe, I mean, listen, we know I haven't always chosen the best people in the past, but I think that like, I love when someone pays for me.
Well, of course. Of course.
It just feels more romantic.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to kick this about myself, or I don't know like kind of what,
like,
to...
money equals love.
Girl, and I tell you this, because I was thinking about it, because I was like, Jesse, I think this is your problem. I'm pretty sure this is your problem.
For
I'm
this
pretty
specifically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, with money. And I did, you know, go back and kind of deduct that, yeah, like money growing up, it was like, that is a really great way that my dad would show love. I mean, he, and my mom too sometimes. So I do connect it, I think, to love and like taking care, like there's
being
just some
care of, yeah.
Yeah, there's something that's so tied to it for me.
Yeah.
And that when you're like, let's split, or it makes me feel like a prenup, that I'm like, oh, should we just draw things down the middle now? A little bit aggressive, but it's like there's a part of me that sees that.
Well, it's hard to disconnect those.
It's hard for me to disconnect.
Well, and I think also in dating.
Yeah.
It's, I think there is like, there is a little bit of the taking care of, but I think there's a little bit of the respect thing when it comes to, you know, or like just trying to be nice or trying to be chivalrous or like trying to take that extra step. But also, we all out here trying to make it.
Right.
So if you're hanging out a bunch, it's like, you got, there's got to be a happy medium. Right. But I think it's like, for a trip or something, I feel like that's a conversation to have, right? Of like, can we do this half and half? Or like, what if I get the food and you get this? Like some sort of discussion. And maybe that goes into a larger discussion of like, how you see it. How you see, like you're trying to disconnect them, but that is something that's in your mind.
Yeah. And I think it's like, because I think I've been grappling with it in my own head, because I'm just like, why are you doing this? Why
to you? To me. Why are you connecting? Yeah. Why are you stressing about it?
Yeah. Why am I doing this? Even though, see, but it's like, and I'm just like, don't. But then I'm like, you know, I have no problem with kind of frank conversation, especially when I am very self-aware. It's not that I don't know what's happening. It's just that I don't know if, and I, it's like, I could be in the wrong. It's
doubt
prayer.
It.
Yeah, I doubt it. But also like, you know, I think even when we were talking about like trips, I was very candid that like, okay, my budget is like, I don't have that much. Like,
Yeah.
So, but okay. In the back of my mind, was I expecting him to be like, "Oh my god,
don't worry about it. I'll pay for all of it."
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask.
And I know that, and that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I know that it's with me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's with me. I know it's with me, and I'm trying to figure out, because it's like, why do I directly connect that with love, because it is what I'm doing.
Well, I think that you said it before, it's like that's how kind of how your dad, how your parents like would give money to show love, whatever. But and there's also just the fairy tale mentality that we have to all unlearn of being taken care of, finding a prince, you know, finding
right,
like
right.
money is no concern once you fall in love. You know, it's like that's totally. Because someone should be taken care of. When in fact, it is
a bigger one of concern.
The, if not the first, the second, like biggest reason of marriages breaking up
right.
is finances. So it's a huge fucking issue. You're not alone in this.
No. I'm just like, it's a bummer to me that like, and listen, and this is, I'm having insecurities with money.
Yeah.
I know that.
In so general, let alone relationship and money.
Right. Okay. So, but in general, yeah. right? Which yeah. is like, oh, I have a feeling if I were, I, but there is this thing that when I'm with somebody I'm romantically interested in, whatever, sure. connected to.
Yeah.
And I take out my card. There's like this thing that drops in my stomach.
When you pay, even if yeah. you're on date 15.
Like every time that he pays, it's like I get a butterfly because I'm like, this wow. is what's sad, right? And yeah. then when I do it, I'm like, ugh.
Wow. Okay.
And I know it, like, I know it has to do with me, but then it's like I read articles that are like, if you take out your wallet with it, like the first year of dating, okay. like, are you crazy? I mean,
first
I know,
of all,
I know. I'm just saying, I don't think like I,
if
I'm
there's
just feeling
enough
crazy
to
in
clap
this conversation.
Your hands,
I'm feeling crazy in this conversation.
Why are you feeling crazy in this conversation?
Because sure I'm coming off crazy.
You're not coming off crazy. You're being very. This is very relatable.
Okay.
I think it's so relatable.
Thank you for saying that.
I know, but I do think it's so, the fact that you're having almost a visceral reaction to whoever's card is put down.
Well, because right? to me, it always represented like we're just friends or.
Well, I think it was.
I mean, at the
you're
beginning,
being taken
sure.
care of, AKA I love you, or you fend for yourself.
I think, yeah, that is where I go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think just, you've connected it, right?
Well, I have connected it.
So then there's like the next step is the like trying to dissect it a little bit more so you can start unlearning.
Yeah.
Because especially if you going more and more into a relationship, I mean, that's certain you can't continue to have, right. you know, things need to be as equal as they but can it, be, depending on, you know, income and all of that. Good. Who am I to say?
That's what I was going to say, though, even if we're taking people. Into, but even if we're then taking into account, like, how much someone's making and,
I know,
like, someone who's in between jobs, I'm like, okay, but I can't afford this, you know?
I know.
There's that part of me that's like, well, I certainly hope this doesn't cause, like, extra stress or like kind of even more insecurity about this thing that I
let me ask you this and be honest.
Okay.
Do you expect yeah. not want do you expect for him to pay for everything?
Are we like not counting trips? I mean like the trip thing is
no
like,
I'm saying trips.
Do I expect for him to pay for everything? No.
Okay.
Do but you do you
expect yeah. him to always pay when you go out to eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless.
Okay.
I think it's unless like I want to pay or like.
You're treating. Not because,
like I'm treating. I don't like right. when it's like I think it's my turn. Like I think it's more like I start to feel okay. guilt and then I do it because I'm nervous. Like.
Right.
I think that like I think that's what honestly is so fun about me. But
so
like
fun. like so fun.
I love treating people and like I wish I were doing better financially that like yeah. I could, you know.
But you still don't want to treat him for meals on the occasion, but it's not gonna be your if you want to treat you're not gonna pay for his meal all the time just because you love to do you like to help friends you like to treat other people
exactly like and, I mean anyone
but the rare
who's in
occasion
my...
with a boyfriend
dinner to me is always a date it's like date night and I'm like date night date night like
even if you eat out all the time
I don't know. In my head, I, again, I'm sure I have to change some stuff.
Well, but, I think you know.
Because, like, even when we were first, like, whatever, seeing each other, like, I'm, like, Ubering around. Like, I'm putting money into this that I'm not even, like, it is money.
Yeah.
Whatever. Am I insecure? Sure.
No, I think you know that this is an area that you're not the most proud of, is what I'm
hearing. Honestly glad. Yeah, I'm glad. There's a part of me in the back of my mind that is like, God, Jesse, what a gift that this is the worry. Like, a
no,
little
I
bit.
Know. It's true. It's
a
true.
Little bit. It's like, true. It's like nothing that even has to do with him. It has to do with
your own insecurities.
You know, but it is something that does, you know, you are reminded of it.
And I'm not going to say, I'm going to take back the insecurity word, because I don't think that's it. I think it's just a learned behavior and a learned association. Yeah. And so it's just, now it's getting, because this is a little bit more of a, like, more of a relationship than you've had in a hot minute.
For sure.
Right. And so
I said the word insecurity because I think that finances is right now something I am feeling insecure about. So this just feels like it's really testing me every time.
Yeah. I'm taking back, like, when it comes to in the relationship, because I think it's more of,
I think
your association there is more of the issue than the insecurity of your own. Because you're expecting the man to pay for you versus, like, and then on top of it, yes, also you're in between jobs, you know, like,
right.
But I think the first and foremost connection you have and association is the chivalry of, or a man taking care of you financially.
Yeah. I mean, I clearly very much.
Doesn't matter how much you're making or not.
No.
See, so that's more of the, yes.
But then if I were making more, I don't think it would hurt as much.
But it still is a concern.
I know, you're right. It's very much, linked to some stuff.
Yeah.
For me.
The love and being taken care of.
Yeah, feeling safe. I feel like there's a weird security with it, which, like, is, again, it's not that I don't know that, like, I should have that security with myself and, like, I shouldn't, that people, but it's just something that I've been kind of noticing in myself, and I keep wondering, like, you know, when is this? Why, like, it's keep, and I'm just,
when
is
this what?
Yeah, when is this feeling gonna go away? Or then in the back of my mind, I'm like, how long do you really expect this to go? I'm asking myself all these questions because I'm like, what's going on?
An ideal, I think the thoughts and the association will not go away, you have to work through it.
I know.
Right? You got to, what you're doing.
Because that's the thing. I'm a wealthy woman in between jobs. Do you understand?
Girl, we are some of the wealthiest women you've ever met.
I know. And I keep being like, it's close and it's going to happen. And, like, I wonder when it does. Like,
please don't look at my bank account, but also know I'm very wealthy.
Exactly. I'm very wealthy. I sent you that video. Mm-hmm. Of that girl who was like, she was like, I believe in future me, which is why
absolutely.
I'm booking trips around the world. And, like, future me is going to pay this off. Like, I'm not at all worried. Like, we've got this in the bag, but this is on future me.
Right.
And, like, you know, future me is also going to be stepping up to the plate pretty soon. And, like,
I'm giving
nervous.
Future me some debt, but.
Right.
But in general, I am wealthy.
But
so
in general, yeah. It's
but
hard.
Anyway, but I think that this is, I mean, I think that you are starting that work because you're identifying what it is that's, like, you are turned off if you feel like you have to pay or you should pay.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so. What's funny is my dream is, like, to have a stay-at-home, like, husband. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. But that's different because you would probably dictate that.
That's
they
true.
Wouldn't ask you to do it.
No, and I wouldn't.
Right, exactly. So if you're dictating, it's
right,
like they should always cover you until you say, I've got it.
Yeah. It's yeah, and I mean, you know, my parents' dynamic and their relationship was very much my dad took care of everything, right. kind of, you know. Yeah. So
of course it's instilled in you. But that doesn't, I think more than anything, I think it's not, I think just identifying and figuring out how you can prevent being turned off or disgusted by the idea.
I don't think
of
it's
you.
Disgusted. I really think disgusted is a hard word. Okay. I want to retract that one. Yeah. Wait a second.
Vomiting. From, but yeah, just like disappointed or like any sort of any negative association with you having to just split or cover on the occasion, making it more balanced. Because that doesn't mean that you're not loved and taken care of.
I know. You guys, I know it's a me thing. I do.
Well, I don't think it's only you, but in this current situation, this is what you're struggling with.
Yeah, it is what I'm struggling with.
Right?
So I do have to do this work. And I probably do need to just communicate clearly.
You got to. Yeah. I mean, listen, you're going to have
that's the thing. It's a little embarrassing.
4 days to talk about it.
How fun is that?
Isn't that fun? In the casino. Go spend some money.
We both lose a ton. We're like,
is he going to give you money to gamble?
See, now with casinos, I think that you both give each other money.
Like you just kind of.
That way that no one loses money. Like my gift.
I give this to you, so you go gamble.
Yes.
And then and I give a gift. So it's like it's essentially the same amount, but it's to each other.
But it's a gift so that no one, I think it's better because when I play with my own money, I think when I play with someone else's money, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a winner regardless.
Absolutely.
And like, it's about the fun, you know?
Right,
and
right,
then
right.
I think it's best for everybody. And that's why I encourage people when they go to a casino to do it that way.
I love that. Now, what if he wins big with your money? Will you expect all of it?
No.
Just half of it.
No, I wouldn't expect any of it.
Well, coverage.
I mean,
I
would be like, yeah.
It's
oh, that would
the
be,
trip. Yeah.
Yeah. The trip, dinner. I mean, how much are we winning? I'd love to win a ton. I mean, honestly, I'm like, I'd love if I could just channel my powers. And I literally think I'm a witch sometimes.
Right.
And like, I have that where it's like when you just go to a casino or somewhere and you're like, let's fucking go.
Look at this. Watch out.
Okay. But I have to be really on, you know, for Woo! That type of light.
Absolutely.
You have to
love
accepting of money.
Yeah. I do love slots. I mean, that's a thing. I love them. But
why
I got
to
play
go
like quarter slots.
Yeah.
Where are we going? We're traveling to a casino. You've never been to Vegas.
I've never been to Vegas.
Which on one hand, you ain't missing
good
much.
On me.
But, but on the other hand, it's very so fun. Like, it's like you live in New York and you've never been to Times Square. You know, it's like you live in the United States. You've never been to the most touristy,
well,
obnoxious place.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have to figure that out.
Maybe you'll need to do that.
I'm not scared.
No, don't be.
Okay.
And don't be scared about this work. I think the fact that you're talking it through already is huge. Yeah. And I think talking to him.
Yeah.
And it's not embarrassing. It's not.
No.
It's awkward. I'll give you that to start
out. It's awkward.
Out.
Yeah.
But
you know
whatever. What? What isn't awkward?
Honestly.
To
at
talk
this
about honestly.
Good. That's a great point.
And the sooner you have a conversation about money, the better.
Yeah. And I think I mean, that's essentially what I'm working on right now. It just keeps rearing its head that I'm like, yeah, I got to figure this out.
Yeah. Because it's not that you're necessarily asking him to pay for everything, right?
Right.
Hello? Response, please. I know, but you're just letting him know the stress and, like, what happens when you do, like, you're kind of unlearning some stuff and understand that you love to be treated, but also understand that this is a person who lives in New York and has a good job, but not, you know, isn't some CEO of something,
yeah,
you know, like,
so
I think it'll be good to have a good old convo.
I think so too. It'd be fascinating. Like,
I know that's a huge step. I think that's a bigger leap than saying boyfriend, girlfriend, I feel. Talking money, you know?
Yeah. It's just so on my mind. Like, I don't know how I couldn't.
Absolutely.
I actually think I must.
You absolutely must. You will.
Okay.
I love that.
I'm scared.
And then
It'll give
us an update.
Of course. I love that. You know, I'll report back. All right, Claire, what the hell?
What the hell is happening? What the hell? Okay, so the most exciting news is I have a second Talkify date coming up. Next week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Next week. So it'll probably be in a couple of weeks when you get the update on that. But it is on the books.
Once it's on the books, it's in the hooks. You know what I mean?
You know, that's what I think. Last time we had a cancellation schedule. But this is different. We're doing better. We're doing better. Also, I did reach out to Miss Samesies.
Yes.
Because I said, girl,
shoot your shot.
You want to see it. So then, but then we're traveling. We're going. So then we are now scheduled for next weekend. So
she's got two dates.
Excuse me, or a date and a half, because we still don't really know about that one.
About samesies. I think we do know. I think everyone's just a little nervous.
I know. Well, we'll see. Because okay, I keep going back and forth. I don't know if I'm protecting myself or if I'm, you know what I mean? Or if I am excited. And then it's like, if I start thinking about it too much, I'm like, no.
Yeah. Okay. I feel it in the moment, but I think you are excited.
I'm excited to see her for sure, but I don't know if I'm, you know, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, that's why I always say, test it out with a kiss. Because
every kiss starts with K.
Truly.
That's what they say.
Because you'll know.
Well, also, I think you can verbally ask.
Are you
into me? If someone's interested. Yeah.
You can absolutely
well
do
with
that.
Her because I think it's a different situation with her. If you're on an obvious date from an app, you don't have to ask, right? But I feel like if it's a friend setup that's like both of you say sure, why not, if anything it'll be a good friend, it's kind of like I think there needs to be clear definition. Maybe unless it's just feeling, unless the vibe is there and you go
a double hug after lots of alcohol,
but nonetheless,
I don't care what you say. I think that everybody was a little nervous. I think that because it is, listen, as if I'm on a first date with anyone, they say to me, worst case, we're friends. I'm like, okay, now I feel like, what does that mean? Like, that just
that's
makes
what I'm
everything.
Saying. We both
I understand.
Said that. Yeah.
But then when it feels like that at the end and it's that much fun, I think it's like, what if we're both, I would up for me.
Yeah. For you.
I'm going in for the kiss.
I know. Well,
cause I'm going to get a lot of information,
but also remember, you know, we're both newer to this. There's a lot more in there than just like, oh, I want to find out, you know? So it is, so we'll see. So that's in a couple of weeks, but yeah, we'll be traveling.
Maybe you could say before this one, like something about like, this can be our first official date.
We'll see. We'll see how it is.
Okay.
You I don't
shut
know
this
I'm,
down. You're
I'm
like, I refuse
it down.
To talk about that. I just poured my heart out and my finances on the table.
No, but I think I've talked about that. I mean, I've talked about it, how it's like, we talked about after the hangout date, whatever, like there's so much. It's so foreign and so comfortable and common and yet so foreign at the same time, right? Because it's like, we're both trying to navigate who we are in this, what we're attracted to, how do you date with same sex? Like how, you know, it's all just, there's a lot of anxiety with it. There's a lot of pressure with it. And so it's hard for me to be like, sure, yeah, I should just get, like with a man, I'd be like, yeah, I'll just kiss him. I don't care. Cause it's like, well, that's kind of the expected, but it's trickier. It's harder. And it's harder to like make sense of it internally. And also now, I'm just saying, like, cut to in a year or something, I don't know, it won't be as difficult. But I think we're both still navigating who we are and what this is. And so it's not easy just be like, sure, I'll just go ahead and give a kiss. You know, it's like, ugh, okay, I'd love to have that confidence in it, but I don't yet.
Yeah. And I do think, and this is what we're all saying, but I think it's like, we're all scared, right? Everybody's scared. Everyone's scared about, which is like, honestly, the thing that we forget in dating. And it's like the number one thing that honestly connects everybody is that everybody's scared.
Yeah.
Everyone's scared of making a fool of themselves, of doing something that isn't, you know, everybody's scared. And I think it's worse to have like regrets than to, no, it's better to, it's worse to have regrets than to kind of like face a fear. Like,
no, for
whenever
sure.
it does happen, and it's happened to me where people say, oh, I'm not interested, please put your lips away. I'll pack them up as quick as I can.
Please
but
no one
you know,
needs to see them.
It's embarrassing, but then it's like, okay, you live, and you know, it's like, you're both scared. Of course. Everybody's scared.
Yeah.
And then there's other more complicated things in the undertone of like with yourself. But I think ultimately it's humans who are scared dating other humans who are scared.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's acknowledgement that it isn't just two random people. Acknowledgement that it represents a large part of a large challenge, a large internal struggle, a large, you know, it's like there's a lot that's tempering it. So it's not just to, I understand we're trying to simplify it to make it less scary, but I think that it is also respecting that it does come with a lot of weight and years of denial and repression. So I think that it is, I mean, I hear you and I want it to be as simple as it's just two scared people, but there's a lot there. It's hard. It's like, I'm trying to be okay with who I am and I'm trying to, and I'm scared to be who I am. So let alone, you've got to be comfortable with who you are before you can be comfortable with who you are with someone. Right.
Totally.
And so I'm still processing that and I can't, it's hard to jump ahead.
Yeah.
It's hard to jump ahead. So that's why it's just a little bit, I'm not being dismissive of what you're saying, but I'm just saying, please also understand that it is more complicated than just two people who are a little afraid, you know?
Yeah.
So we shall see. I don't want to text anything. I would rather be face to face. And talk it through, because I think texting can be misconstrued or awkward or whatever, because at least if you're, it's kind of like when you and Mr. Friend were chatting, it's like you had the chance to call it out and then it was like, okay. And then you just established your friendship after that, you know, right. Versus like kind of a weird text and then, okay, whatever, you know? So yeah. I think I just want to wait until we're in person before anything could be said.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I hope that, you know, you give yourself the opportunity to.
Yeah.
To be there.
Me too. Me too. But it's a challenge every minute, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I was talking to, I'm talking to a couple guys on field, but again, because we're traveling in a few days, therefore nothing can happen before I can't squeeze in.
Well, I have
up.
To pack for
much.
A week before.
It's too much.
There's no
it's
way.
Too much. So we'll see if maybe we'll have some fun when we get back as well, besides the dates.
Who knows what's going to happen at the wedding, Claire?
So that's the thing. We have the big family wedding this weekend in LA. So,
My brother's off the table, but anybody else is fair game for you.
There'll be lots of, I'm sure, lookers from LA being all cool. Yes. And
the waiters alone. I could see us flirting
the waiters
with,
are gonna be you so could, hot.
A bartender. Exactly.
All these wannabe actors.
That's going to be a
I say wannabe.
Stop.
Just because you're also still catering doesn't mean you aren't
yeah,
an actor.
Yeah, that's absolutely
I shouldn't say
right.
That. That was
that's
very
absolutely
rude.
Right. Some of us are in between jobs.
I was like, because as someone who hasn't officially acted a little bit, yeah. I still like to think that I am an actor.
Yes.
So all these hot actors who also happen to have other skills and talents.
Yes.
Working the catering job and the bartending job. I'm very excited about that. So yeah, we have our fun Magic Castle track. We'll have some updates for you.
Oh,
next
it's
week.
Gonna be a party. Yeah.
Party,
you're
party,
gonna
party.
Love it. It's
absolutely. All right.
Yes.
The question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
Or the price tag.
Price tag.
What is it cost?
What is the price tag? You know, it's like,
how much did they say on Talkify?
$4,500 that I'm spending. Yes, thank you. It's $4,500 is the cost of love.
Love is
look
not
at,
cheap.
Hey, guess what? Which one of us is in a relationship and which one paid for $4,500?
Yeah, but
and we'll end it with that.